Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I am joined in the studio today. Terry Pryzer is here and Nikki Nikowski from the Fairfield Kiwanis Club. It's Pancake Day almost. All right, so ladies, welcome to the program. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
You got the pancakes ready?
No.
No?
I hope not.
They're fresh. They're not from the toaster. Nikki, what are you doing to get ready for Pancake Day?
Well, I am recruiting some of my players from the Bobcats volleyball team to come and help serve and bus tables and be their cheerful, hardworking selves and trying to assist Terry. I'm a new approaching member. Guess I call myself.
Mm-hmm. So. A new Kiwanian.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, trying to help out where I can. Yes.
Okay. And Terry, what's your big job?
Well, everyone remembers Phyllis Hilliard, and Phyllis was a big part of our club, and so I'm her fill-in this year. So I'm buying a lot of the supplies, and yes, I am her twin, separated at birth. So we're pulling everything together. We're ready to go. We won't buy the milk now. We'll make sure it's fresh.
Okay.
The day before,
and things
like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, and it all comes together this Saturday, right?
It does.
It's at the Community of Christ Church Family Life Center, and what are the hours?
Hours are, we will begin serving at 6:30 in the morning until 10 o'clock.
Okay, and we'll find out what they're serving, what goes on in the Kiwanis Club, and more in just a few moments here on WFIW. Stay tuned.
Budget doesn't have to be a scary word. Here to explain why is money expert Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Every month, before the month begins, sit down and spend every dollar on paper on purpose. This is called a budget. Give every dollar a name, then you stick to that budget. If you don't have the money in a category, you don't spend the money. You have to make your money behave. Otherwise, it'll get away from you. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Terry Pryzer and Nikki Nikowski about the Fairfield Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. It comes up this Saturday morning. Serving starts at 6, right?
6:30.
Mm-hmm. 6:30. And then you're serving until?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Okay. All right, and it's at the Community of Christ Church here in Fairfield, and advance tickets are now on sale from any Kiwanis Club member, and those are $5, right?
That's correct.
All right, and then if you get them at the door, how much are they?
$6.
Okay, and that's for adults and kids, or?
It is, for adults and kids. Children under the age of 6 are free.
If you're under 6, you eat for free.
Yes.
Oh, I love that one, the girls under 6.
When they were.
They're not under 6 anymore.
No.
All right. What do we got besides pancakes? The famous Kiwanis Club pancakes. What do we got, Jerry?
We also have sausages that are available. And those are purchased from a very special place, and everyone loves them. And I'm not a fan of sausages myself, but I like these. And
okay. All right. You get them from a very special place?
Yes.
You have the sausage fair?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me. It's that place.
It is that place.
The good sausages.
The good ones.
I will tell you, though, when I used to work Saturdays here, they would bring out pancakes and sausage, and I would steal the sausages from the other ones because somebody was doing the news.
They are good.
They're tasty.
They need to be eaten fresh.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They're better hot.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But they're even good cold.
All right. All right. So, and then, Nikki, you're going to have volleyball girls volunteer to bus tables and to pour drinks.
Yes,
so what do
bus
we got
tables,
drink?
Serve, talk with the community.
Okay.
Tell everybody what's going on. But, yes, they'll be there to work and help us out as much as they can. Yes.
So. This will be a new addition for us, and we are thrilled.
Oh.
We're excited. We're excited.
We
too.
Are.
Yeah, I don't know that they'll be there right at 6:30.
That's okay.
that's a little early,
they
but they will be. Well, but they will be there. They will.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. When you walk into the Community of Christ Church, who are you going to see? Who's going to take the money?
First people you're going to see will be Judy Wilson.
Okay.
And I believe Anita Vogel.
Okay.
And they will be taking your tickets or selling your tickets, giving you the chance for a 50-50.
All right.
Buy tickets for that. And I think the person who won it last year was able to collect almost $240. So if I remember correctly, so it's worth it. Just a dollar, you know, a ticket. Yeah, do that.
Six for $5?
I'm not real sure about that, but we'll see if we can work that out for you.
There you go. They'll know at the door, won't they?
They certainly will.
Okay. And then you pass her and you're off to the line?
Yes, head on down to the line, the serving line, pick up your utensils and maybe your plate. I'm not real sure how we do that. I'm trying to remember. And they'll be right there at the serving window, you know, to give you exactly how many pancakes you want, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
okay.
6, and how many sausages.
Okay.
8, 9, 10. Syrup will be on the table. There will be sugar-free syrup available.
Okay.
All of that. And we will have to-go boxes for those who need to take back to people like who are still working here at the radio station. We'll figure that one out, too.
Okay. Now, who do you got in the kitchen?
Oh, my goodness. I will be in the kitchen. My husband, Steve, will be in the kitchen. He doesn't know yet, so you can pass that around to him. Oh, we'll have Wes Hyduke. We'll have Judy Wilson will be there. Pat Cooper will be there. I'm not sure Tom Tucker. I think he's still out of town. He won't be there. Let me stop and think. Paul Bruinsma will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Just say Don Brake will be there. Say you say the name. You're gonna start thinking of the names.
One that I knew of. So
Julia Brewer will be there. Oh, let me go through my memory here. I'll have to think of some in a minute. But almost everyone who works with Kiwanis will be there in two different shifts. Oh, definitely I can't forget Norm Brandt.
Okay.
Norman Bryant. He is one of our charter members.
Okay.
And he is a workhorse.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he in charge of the pancakes?
He's not in charge of it. Well, yes, you know, he is in charge of the batter.
Oh, okay.
And the batter thingamajig that he presses to squirt it out onto the griddle.
The
yes, and he's phenomenal with that. And so we don't take that away from him.
Once the pancake batter leaves the squirter, Norm's no longer in charge.
No, he is not. And then so it would be like me flipping those pancakes or a couple of other people. We have a good crew.
Okay. All right. So Nikki, what is your job other than to get the
As far as I know so far, I'm just out in front with the girls and helping collect dishes and pick things up and put placemats back and we're very very happy to be involved with it. So I'm new, so I think I get to find out.
Okay.
I think this might be my first outing as a Kiwanian. So
they decide whether you get to stay a Kiwanian or
yes.
not.
Yes. Well, I don't know.
She's a keeper.
I'm going to be on my best behavior though. So
no, she's a keeper.
Sure
we almost don't turn anyone away.
Well, that's encouraging. It's Pancake Day. It's this Saturday from 6:30 until 10 at the Community of Christ Church here in Fairfield. Kiwanis Club is putting it on, and we'll be back to find out more about it in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Fried chicken? Love it. That's a topic on the show about absolutely nothing. We call it morning coffee. We even give you the opportunity to chime in. There really isn't anything like this. It's about nothing. And we invite a guest to take the rudderless ride along with us. That's Morning Coffee, weekdays between 8 and 9 on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 FM WFIW. Or you can find our shows archived and streaming live on WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Nikki Nikowski and Terry Pryser about the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day, which comes up this Saturday at the Community of Christ Church here in Fairfield at the Family Life Center. It is from 6:30 until 10 on Saturday. It's pancakes and sausage. Have you ever thought about expanding out to something else?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
What would your suggestion be?
I don't know.
Well, join us, and you can take on that part of the committee.
Oh, right. We take all the ideas. Yeah.
Okay.
All
yeah.
of them.
Yeah. Give us ideas.
Okay. You could have a lovely fruit salad.
We could. Or eggs. Or something like that. Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. All right. So it is pancakes and sausage this Saturday, and we left out a couple people.
We did. We left out Pat Cooper.
Okay.
I think Doug Amen. I'm trying to think, and I think that's who we left out.
We're kind of sure.
Pretty sure.
Doug will be there.
We're pretty sure he's going to be there.
He's not got a gig someplace with the...
No, not, as far as I know, he does not, no. All but right. though, his gigs are beginning, though, I hear.
Okay, yeah. All right, so all of this money goes for... What does Kiwanis Club do with all the money that they make from Pancake Day?
Well, what Kiwanis Club is involved in and what our focus is giving back to children. So we have a lot of activities that we help provide for the children. We have we do a free swim every year. We do a free skate every year. We do give a $1,500 scholarship to a Frontier College student. There is an annual Kiwanis Children's Fund that we give to, and what they do internationally is they partner with UNICEF. And there are two areas in third world countries, or not areas, but two things that happen. And one is called a maternal neonatal tetanus, which is a horrible disease. Mm-hmm. And they're helping to eliminate that, as well as eliminate iodine deficiency in those countries. And I think that they have almost eliminated it in every single country where they are involved. So that's one big item that is an international part that we have.
Okay. All right. And how many members are in the Kiwanis Club? Do you know?
We have about 24 members.
24 mm-hmm. members. And so, Nikki, you are new. So how did
yes.
you get to become a member?
Well, our dean at the college, Dean of Instruction, Paul Brunsma, mm-hmm. is a member. And so I had been talking to him about how could my volleyball team become more connected with the community. They're so good to give to us, and we'd like to give back to them. And so, being a member, he said, you know, we do these different events mm-hmm. like Pancake Day, and we could really use some help. And so I came and presented to the group and then realized and learned more about all that they do, not only here locally, but globally. Mm-hmm. And it really interested me, and so I asked if I could become a member. So I'm in the process.
So you're in the process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what Paul was thinking. I know exactly. I know Paul. I know what
he was
thinking.
He thinking?
He was thinking, get those volleyball girls in. They can squeeze the lemons for the lemon shake-up.
You know what?
Oh, yes.
He hasn't told me that, but I think they'd be good at it.
Oh, yes.
I think they'd be good at it.
That's another job I inherited from Phyllis. that will be fun. Yeah.
So, Nikki, you haven't done the shake-up stand yet?
You know, I haven't. That's actually the first I've heard of it, but mm-hmm. sounds like fun.
That's one of our fundraisers. Fun yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a, you know, you can't go to the Fall Fun Fest without getting a Kiwanis Club shake-up.
And they're the best around, and I've expanded it to just not being the best in town or county or state or United States. I believe we're the best in the world.
Okay. I truly. Heard that. Another reason why I came to be with this group. There are lemon shake-ups.
You wanted to know how to make lemon shake-ups.
I wanted the
What's
secret.
The secret?
I can't
world.
Tell you.
I want to find out.
The simple syrup. Made right in my own kitchen.
All right. So you have Pancake Day, and then you have the Lemon Shake-Up Stand at the Fall Fun Fest. Is there any other fundraisers?
We do. We have a cookout, and we do have one coming up on May the 2nd, Saturday, May 2nd, in the Save-A-Lot parking lot. And it isn't just pork burgers. We do grilled chicken, pork tenderloins, ribeye, and police sausage with all the fixings, and we make it to order. We don't make it and wrap it up where it gets all mushy in the bun.
Right.
We make it to order, and they're good.
Oh,
and
okay.
and Mike Reister is in charge of that, of the cooking, and he is really good with that.
Okay. All right. And that's pretty much it for?
That's it. That gives us all the money that we give right back out.
Yeah.
A lot of other areas, we give too. Yeah, many.
You talked about the free swim.
Yeah.
And just in Wayne County. Free swim, the free skate, the $1,500 scholarship, and you totally skipped over the Christmas parade.
Well, the Christmas parade is not a money-making event for
us.
No,
it's not.
No, but it is a big event that
skate.
No, it isn't. But yes, you're right. We do. That gives back to the community, and that's for the kid and all of us. So
that's right.
That's how we.
Each and every band gets $200. For
exactly.
Cheering.
They do.
And then there's first place, second place. They all get a cash award.
Yes, several different categories. You know, the best lighted event or best lighted float, and the one that represents our theme the best.
Right.
Several other areas.
And
yes,
I'm just amazed that you can make that much money on lemon shakeups.
Because they're so good.
Well, the thing
that's why they are.
But the Christmas
best
parade
on the planet.
They are a planet. That's I'm going to add that one. but we have donors that help us with a lot of patrons that do help out with that.
Okay. All right. We will be back in just a few moments. We'll get back to Pancake Day, which is this Saturday at the Community of Christ Church in Fairfield. Serving is from 6:30 to 10. Get a hold of Kiwanis member. Get your tickets for $5. They'll be $6 at the door. And I'll be back with Terry and Nikki in just a few moments.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap. An opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk isn't always cheap. Weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard. 104.9 WFIW.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Terry Prizer and Nikki Nikowski about Kiwanis Club Pancake Day, which is this Saturday at the Community of Christ Church in Fairfield. It is from 6:30 until 10, and carryouts will be available, $5 in advance, $6 at the door. So, huge response last year to Pancake Day. I mean, your 50-50 was over $260. That's 500 and some.
Right.
All together in $1 tickets.
Correct.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So is it that crowded inside?
Should
I plan on eating out?
No, it's not that crowded. We have plenty of tables to be set up. There's always a rush hour or two going on. You know, come early or come later. Anytime.
But it's all people
there's plenty
you know.
Of place. Yeah, well, it is. And it's fun. It's you know, you get to visit and see people that you haven't seen in a while, perhaps, or sit with someone you haven't talked to in a while. So it's a good community event.
Do you like that about Pancake Day, seeing everybody come through?
I do. I love that.
Okay.
I love that. I love all these events.
Who'd you get to talk to last year?
Oh, I was talking to Judith Puckett and her brother, and trying to think who else I got to see. I was talking to Keith Bauman and his wife right before she retired. And so, yeah.
Okay.
But most of the time I don't have time to visit. I'm working.
Looking at pancakes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
All right. What are you looking forward to, Nikki?
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting more people in the community. I've been out at Frontier teaching for, this is my 17th year.
Okay.
And so I know several people, but like this is a whole different group that I get to work with and then also get to see eating our pancakes.
Yes. That's right.
You get to meet the adults, huh?
Yes. Well, I teach adults. You know, sometimes I wonder, but this is a whole new group, so we're excited.
Like being bumped up to the adult table.
Right. I get to sit, I get to serve the adult table.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Almost the adult table.
Right.
All right. We talked about some of the things that the Kiwanis Club does here locally, the swim, the skate, and the scholarship. The Christmas parade, but we still missed out on some things that the Kiwanis Club does, didn't we?
We did.
Okay, so what other things is this money going to help the Kiwanis Club do here in Fairfield?
Well, there are many groups in Fairfield that have a lot of community events for children, such as the Kitty College. They have a Family Literacy Fest. There's National Fire Safety Day. When they have the fall paint out, there's a area where they have the children come in and they paint and they teach them what to do. So we provide those supplies for that. volunteer for Progressive Fairfield. They have various events. They mm-hmm. have the movies in the park, and so we give money towards that. Their junior achievement, right. which is throughout the county.
Yeah.
We help give money for that. Whenever Fall Fun Fest gets started, we help with that. The Friends of the Library, there's junior football, there are scholastic teams. So anyone who needs a little help and a little bump in helping them get to where they need to go or do what they need to do, just give us the information, and we will help provide some funds towards that.
Okay. When does the Kiwanis Club meet?
We meet on Wednesday mornings.
Is that every Wednesday morning?
Every Wednesday morning at 7:30. And we meet in a classroom at
the hospital.
Okay.
One of the education rooms.
The education rooms at the hospital, the one that's on the east end
okay.
of the hospital that connects to the hospital. I'm trying to remember the name of that building.
It's the Medical Arts Complex.
That's
Community
it.
Education Room.
Thank you. Yes, that's it. And I think it's Education Room 103 or 104. Just walk down the hall, the first big hallway there, and listen for people laughing and talking, and
okay.
you'll find us.
All right. So you meet. What happens at a meeting?
We have a business meeting. Okay. We open with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we give our Kiwanis Pledge.
Okay.
And then we begin with business meeting. What do we need to talk about? Our fundraisers, organization, different committees, and any letters of appreciation that have come to us or letters of request.
Okay.
And so we discuss those, and then we vote, make decisions.
Okay. So how easy was it to get into the club meeting sort of habit, Nikki?
Was very easy. That's actually one of the things that I really like about the Kiwanis Club, is that they meet in the mornings, and so it's easy to fit into my schedule, and very efficient about handling business and bringing up things to discuss and what do we need to handle. And so they do a lot in a little bit of time.
Oh.
And so I really enjoy it, and they were very open and welcoming. I mean, they just let me come right in.
They did. Yeah, they did.
You look like a Kiwanis member. Come on down.
Yeah, I just moved to the community 4 years ago, and it was just within a few months I was lured into, and I have not regretted it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It is Pancake Day. It comes up this Saturday at the Community of Christ Church. It starts at 6:30 and it runs until 10. Carryouts will be available. Again, tickets are $5 in advance. Get them from any Kiwanis Club member. Is there someplace that they could go? Or
you know, that's the hard thing is, you know, we don't have like a standard location, but
right.
If they want to get a hold of me, you know, you gave my email address, I can get them to them or have them waiting at the door.
Okay.
You know, we could call that an advance ticket.
Okay.
We'll be glad to do that if they want to do that and then just pay the $5 at the door. I'll have it waiting for
okay.
them.
And you can go to our community events page, and Terry's email is there. You can email her from that. All right. Thanks, ladies, for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll see you Saturday at Pancake Day, okay?
Excellent.
Okay.
I got my tickets already.
Yes, you do. One thing I want to say, this is our 29th.
The 29th. So next year.
You will know, be the 30th.
Larger pancakes.
Yes.
Larger pancakes.
They'll be in the shape of 30.
Oh,
in
no.
The shape of 30.
It'll be the O, the zero in the 30. But
you have
30
stamped into
right.
them.
This
there
is,
you go.
This that'll is, be Norm's job.
This is a great tradition. Yes.
Okay. It's Pancake Day. It's this Saturday from 6:30 to 10 at the Community of Christ Church. Thanks again, ladies, for being here.
Thank you so much.